Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 1st, 2017. Today is Ash Wednesday. This is the fifth year of these daily Lenten reflections, and I'm looking forward to taking this year's Lenten journey with those of you who take the time or have the time to listen to my ramblings. Part of what the daily audio diary affords me the opportunity to do is to think about the scriptures of the day, either from the daily office or the Eucharistic lectionary, the season of Lent, and what's happening in the church and in the world at large. I don't know about you, but these last 2 months have seemed a whirlwind. It's not often that the beginning of Lent coincides with the beginning of a new month, but somehow it feels appropriate. For me, January and February have evaporated in and around my own busyness, my own anxieties and concerns. The world keeps on moving at a greater and greater pace, and I need to hit the reboot button. I need a resetting and a reacclimating, and the season of Lent always gives me that opportunity, and I hope it does for you as well. As I've thought about the season and what we might focus on together in these Lenten diaries, I keep coming back to a line in the invitation to a Holy Lent that the priest gives at the Ash Wednesday liturgy. And it's just before the congregation kneels, ahead of receiving the imposition of ashes and saying together the litany of penitence and reciting Psalm 51. What the priest says is, "And to make a right beginning of repentance." I've been thinking about that these last few days. That Ash Wednesday is not the day where we get all of our repenting done. It's the day where we begin rightly to do some repenting. And as you've heard me say through the years, repenting is not simply feeling sorry for what we've done wrong. We certainly may feel sorry. We certainly may have remorse. But repentance is about changing our direction, about shifting our perspective, about adopting different actions. So Ash Wednesday is a time to mark liturgically that we are going to begin again. And we take the ashes upon us to remind us of who we are as created creatures, that we're not on this earth forever, that we came from the ground, and we will return. One day we will all be dust. And Ash Wednesday situates us in such a way that we remember that all of the big events, all of the things and the drama that we hold on to, and that holds on to us, it will pass. Now, certainly, this sort of perspective is not meant so that we cease to care about our world, or our country, or our families, or our work, but simply to put all of that in a larger perspective. I've also been thinking today about the Litany of Penitence in the Ash Wednesday liturgy, which begins on page 267 in the Book of Common Prayer. And as I've thought about that Litany of Penitence, I've thought that it's going to be something I'm going to refer to every day in Lent this year, and just not on Ash Wednesday. If Ash Wednesday is the beginning of repentance, the Litany of Penitence sort of outlines for us the things that we need to repent of and the things that we need to turn toward. And here's just a few. Here are just a few. the litany has a line, "We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ serves us." Certainly, we want to repent of being deaf to Christ's call, and the way we do that is to open our ears to listen for Christ's call to us. How are we being called to serve? We repent of our self-indulgent appetites and ways. What does it mean to turn away from self-indulgence? What does it mean to turn away from an unrestricted appetite, not just for food, but for entertainment or stimulation? What does it mean to turn toward temperance and self-sacrifice? We repent of our negligence in prayer and worship. What does it mean to turn toward being more prayerful? What does it mean to turn toward being more attentive in worship? We confess our false judgments and uncharitable thoughts. We confess our waste and pollution of creation. What does it mean to turn toward charity? I could go on a bit here, but it seems we're living in a time where being uncharitable is part and parcel of our political discourse, our civil discourse, and sometimes, sadly, our church discourse. How do we turn toward charity? How do we embody charity? How do we embody conservation? How do we turn toward living in this world lightly and not simply taking from the great resources that this creation provides for us? Those are some things I'm thinking about on this Ash Wednesday, and I would invite you, if you have a chance, if you haven't been to liturgy today and going forward in this season of repentance, I would invite you to make the litany of penitence your companion. Again, it begins on page 267 in the Book of Common Prayer. And it is a worthy companion as we make a right beginning of repentance. Maybe this litany is a good companion as we contemplate not only the things we want to turn from, but the things we want to turn toward. May you have a blessed and holy Lent. As I've said to other people, Lent always seems to come right on time. And for me anyway, today is just in time. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.